Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 25th of June. I hope you're well. Coming up,
getting around the industrial relations table, using that machinery, and getting an agreement hammered out.
One last attempt to resolve Aer Lingus row and Michael McGrath to become Ireland's EU commissioner, but who'll do the budget? Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Aer Lingus and the pilots' union IALPA will attend separate meetings at the Labour Court today. It's the latest attempt to find agreement on a pay dispute which threatens the travel plans of thousands of Aer Lingus passengers. Joe Caulfield has more.
With industrial action planned to start tomorrow, a last-ditch attempt is being made to bring Aer Lingus and its pilots back from the brink. Representatives from both sides are set to meet with the Labour Court separately today. The pilots' union, IALPA, is scheduled to carry out work to rule from Wednesday and an 8-hour strike on Saturday, and Aer Lingus has cancelled 244 flights so far as a result. The Taoiseach has welcomed the decision of both sides to attend the meetings, saying they provide an opportunity to make progress and ensure the travelling public are not further affected by the dispute.
Meanwhile, the majority of people who've booked Aer Lingus travel through travel agents are being accommodated on other flights. The Irish Travel Agents Association says agents have been working to ensure affected customers are reimbursed, rebooked or facilitated on rescheduled flights. However, its chair, Claire Dunn, says if disruption continues, that will become increasingly difficult.
If this goes on, obviously it will be a cumulative effect and it will become more and more difficult. Some of those people that we're working on at the moment who we've managed to reaccommodate for their outward trip may face exactly the same problem on the return. And that's just really disastrous for the travelling public who are the victims of all of this.
Michael McGrath is set to be nominated as Ireland's new European Commissioner. Cabinet will be asked to approve the current Finance Minister for the role in Brussels when it meets this morning. News Talk's Andrew Louth reports.
It's understood Michael McGrath was named by the Taoiseach as his nominee to be the new European Commissioner at a meeting of coalition leaders last night. If his nomination is approved, it means he would have to vacate his role as Finance Minister before the new Commission takes office in October. However, he could resign long before then. This would mean a mini reshuffle in Cabinet, with the new Fianna Fáil Deputy Leader Jack Chambers and his predecessor Dara Cailleary being tipped to be promoted to the role of Finance Minister. Current Housing Minister Dara O'Brien had also been mentioned as being in the mix. However, government sources say that is now highly unlikely. Whoever the new finance minister is, they'll be responsible for delivering the final budget of this government, with the general election being called by March 2025 at the latest.
WikiLeaks says Julian Assange has left prison and the UK after being granted bail. It's understood US authorities have agreed to drop their demand for the WikiLeaks founder to be extradited from Britain after reaching a plea deal. The 52-year-old is expected to plead guilty to conspiring to unlawfully obtain and release classified and national defence information. Former CIA Chief of Staff Larry Pfeiffer says he's disappointed he wasn't tried for his alleged crimes, but feels Assange has probably served more time than if he had.
The time that he spent in his own self-imposed exile at the Ecuadorian embassy, as well as the time he spent in the UK prison, largely owing to his continuous efforts to appeal and avoid extradition, he probably has spent more time than he might have spent if he had actually come when the charges were levied and faced the US justice system then.
The state is to begin engagements with legal representatives of the families of Stardust victims about redress this week. Taoiseach Simon Harris is to confirm to Cabinet this morning the appointment of Senior Counsel Sarah Moorhead to act on behalf of the state. The government committed to the action following the recent Stardust inquest, which found 48 young people were unlawfully killed in the Dublin nightclub fire. The government is to approve legislation to increase the age to legally buy tobacco products to 21. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly will bring a memo of the Public Health Tobacco Amendment Bill to Cabinet this morning. It'll come before the Oireachtas ahead of the summer recess. The bill is designed so those currently aged between 18 and 21 aren't impacted, with the prohibition not applying to this cohort for a so-called wash-through period. People in Ireland receive a slightly higher average radiation dose than the European average, mainly due to radon exposure in the home and workplace. An EPA report shows we're exposed to the same level of radiation as we were a decade ago. More than 99% comes from natural sources of radiation and medical exposures like X-rays and CT scans. Nearly 60% of the dose is due to the radioactive gas radon in indoor air. Programme manager with the EPA, Andy Fanning, says high levels of radon can have a serious impact on health.
So overall, it hasn't changed very much, but what we're seeing is that radon still is the biggest thing, and I suppose is the most concerning from a health perspective, because radon is responsible for up to 350 new lung cancers in Ireland every year. And as a consequence, we must do our best to reduce that.
The first witnesses are expected to give evidence later in the trial of a security guard who's said to have been obsessed with Holly Willoughby. 37-year-old Gavin Plum from Harlow in Essex is accused of plotting to kidnap and rape the TV presenter and have her murdered. He denies all the charges against him. And in sport, in soccer, Gareth Southgate has challenged his England players to block out the external noise ahead of tonight's final Group C game with Slovenia. They'll top their group with a win in Cologne. A draw could also be enough for top spot if Denmark failed to beat Serbia. Fullback Luke Shaw remains unavailable for England as he continues his return to full fitness. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.